Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey. Hey.
Konnichiwa!
Konnichiwa!
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Hey, y'all!
So many different languages here.
Where are you standing?
Right.
Good. So, I had a dream last night that I wanted to share with you guys.
Kino yumemi mashita.
There were three people in my dream.
Yumeni san nin no hito ga dete
kimashita. Sushi.
Asashito.
Joel. David and myself. Three others and me. Four.
San nin no hito ga hito desu.
And I dreamed that we had died and we were standing at the gates of heaven. And Peter met us at the gates of heaven. Gates swung open, and we're there about to go inherit eternal life. And Peter looked at me and he said, "You know, Rich, you've lived a good life, but you've sinned and you've done some things that are really bad. And so, for all eternity, I'm going to chain you to a goat."
いろいろいいことしたんだけども罪も犯したでなのでヤギヤギ
うちにヤギ
何だ
鎖につける
鎖につながれてたって言った、
うん、つなぎます、
はい、つなぎますよって言った
永遠に
永遠にヤギと鎖につながれますよって言った
OK and then he looked at Joel and said Joel you've been a great bloke but you've messed up some in your life as well so I'm gonna chain you to a cow for all eternity. So you get to be in heaven, but you get to be chained to a cow. A cow and a goat.
Joel の人生すごく良かったんだけど、お前は罪を犯した。だからお前は牛とつながれますよ。永遠に。
He looked at David. He said, David, man, you've been a good, good guy. You loved people. You're a runner. But you've really messed up in your life as well. So, for all eternity, I'm going to chain you to a zebra. We walk in, all three of us, we walk in. We're in the middle of heaven. We don't know where Sushi is, and we turn around and we see Sushi. And Sushi is chained, shackled, to the most beautiful, hottest woman you've ever seen.
That's it. どこに自分がいるのかな私ですねどこにいるのかなと思ったらあそこにいたって言うのこの真ん中にいて聞きついてみたらもう夜もいないような絶世の美女とつながれてた
Yeah. And so David and Joel and I are pretty upset. We said to Peter, you know, what's the deal here? I mean, we mess up and we get a goat and a cow and a zebra and we're looking at Sushi and he's chained to the hottest girl in heaven. And Peter said, fear not, for that is the woman's punishment.
なのでね、リスさんがペットペテロに言ったんですよ。なんで我々はヤギとかシマウマとか牛とかとつながれてるの？なんで私だけは絶世の美女とつながれてるんだって言ったらペテロが言いました。それは女の人にとって、なんだっけ、女の人にとって罰なんだ、罰だったんだと。
They didn't laugh at that.
I think they all understand English.
So things aren't always the way they seem, right? I mean, things are not always the way that they appear. And we're not the way that we appear. We come here with different backgrounds and different languages and different cultures, and sometimes we interpret each other and see each other through a broken lens because that's really not who we are.
We もですね、こういろんな背景とかこう国とかね、いろんなところから来てるわけですけども、我々もこう。 いろんなものが遮られて、実際自分たちが何者なのかっていうのが見えなかったりすることがある。
So let me try to illustrate this. Let me ask you some questions and then just have you respond out loud. And this may not work with interpretation. So let me ask you a question and then just have you respond directly to this question. What is your last name? Okay, I didn't hear anything in common there at all. Let's try something else. What's your favorite food?
Pizza.
I heard a lot of pizza. Roast beef. Did anyone say sushi? All right, we've got some Americans who like sushi. What's your favorite sport?
Soccer.
Okay, I'm not hearing anything in common. Chess is not a sport. Where were you born?
Illinois. Oh,
Australia.
Not hearing again anything in common. You guys have nothing in common at all. As a Christian, who's the Lord of your life?
Jesus Christ.
And as a Christian, where do you hope to spend eternity?
Heaven.
In heaven, right? I mean, the only thing that ties us together as a group of people is our identity in Jesus Christ and an eternal life and perhaps pizza for some of you. There's nothing else that really binds us together. And so we're going to spend some time this morning looking at the person of the Holy Spirit who really joins us together and trying to understand a little bit more about that. So let's begin. I'm going to begin by reading a text for you. If you've got your Bibles, let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22.
エフェソの4の22から30節。
Now I'll read this text, and then we'll jump into a lesson. The lesson will probably be about 30 minutes, and then what I want to do at the end of the lesson is spend some time in Q&A. So we're going to stay here as a group and give you guys a chance to ask any questions about the lesson or about anything in general. I'm leaving on Wednesday, and I want to make sure you have the chance to be able to
Ephesians
4, 22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry. And do not give the devil a foothold. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work doing something useful with their own hands. They may have something to share with those in need. And do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Verse 30, that great, great verse. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
22節から読みますね。だから以前のような生き方をして情欲に迷わされ滅びに向かっている古い人を脱ぎ捨て心の底から新たにされて神にかたどって作られた新しい人を身につけ真理に基づいた正しく清い生活を送るようにしなければなりません。だから偽りを捨てそれぞれ隣人に対して真実を語りなさい。私たちは互いに体の一部なのです。怒ることがあっても罪を犯してはなりません。日が暮れるまで怒ったままでいてはなりません。悪魔に隙を与えてはなりません。盗みを働いていたものは今から盗んではいけません。むしろ労苦して自分の手で正当な収入を得困っている人々に分け与えるようにしなさい。悪い言葉を一切口にしてはなりません。ただ聞く人に恵みが与えられるようにその人を作り上げるのに役立つ言葉を必要に応じて語りなさい。その後、素晴らしい聖句ですね。神の聖霊を悲しませてはいけません。あなた方は聖霊により贖いの日に対して保証されているのです。
So Paul's taking this chance to tell the Ephesians about the power of the Holy Spirit and what it means to grieve the Holy Spirit. And perhaps the best way to begin by in understanding what he means here is to take a look at a picture. Anyone recognize this picture on the screen?
No.
There is no picture. There is still no picture. Well, it's not going to... how's that table? I'll take one. Okay, so there is a picture of a finger touching a hand. Adam? Krishnavadam. Right, anyone know where that appears?
Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. I took my family to the Sistine Chapel in March this year. And we walked through the Vatican, went to the Sistine Chapel, and you're not allowed to take pictures in the Sistine Chapel, but my son didn't hear or understand that, and so he was looking up just snapping pictures of the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel, and the Swiss guards were not very friendly to my son for doing that. But this is not a picture that he took. No, they asked him to delete it. He was using a cell phone, so they asked him to delete it. Yeah. Not too sure why they do that. I think it's maybe a copyright thing, I don't know. All right, here we have it. Famous, famous picture. So it's a picture you're probably very familiar with. It's a picture of the finger of God touching the finger of Adam. And of course it appears in the famous Sistine Chapel. Michelangelo, in his artwork, painted scenes from Genesis and the Last Judgment in the Sistine Chapel, and he worked exclusively in a method called Buonfresco. It's funny hearing an Australian and Japanese person try to say an Italian term here. Say Buonfresco.
Buonfresco.
I'm not an artist. I'm not the son of an artist. So I had to do my research here. But apparently, Buonfresco is the only way to be able to create this type of work. And he painted the Sistine Chapel in Buonfresco, which is wet plaster.
まあ自分はあのアーティストでもないのでちょっとまあリサーチしてみたんですけれども、このBuonfrescoこのテラスは作品を手が手がけるための唯一の方法なんです。壁画のね、湿った漆喰で、お使って描くらしいんですけれども、もうちょっと詳しく説明しますね。
And the reason he painted it in wet plaster is so that the paint would penetrate all the way through the plaster and not just be painted on the surface. So if you paint on the surface of plaster, the paint will only stay on the surface and you can scrape it off and you can repaint it. But when the plaster is wet, you paint on it, the paint goes all the way through, penetrates the full depth of the plaster.
湿った漆喰の上に顔料で描いていくそうなんですけれども、漆喰が乾く
So the painting is actually in the wall, not on the wall. But over centuries, dust and grime and germs and dirt, the early restorationist attempts had changed and damaged the original design. So people were trying to correct it. And they would paint over it to try to fix it, but it had changed the original design of it altogether.
排気ガスとかですね、煙とか、そういうものが付着してしまって、元々のこうデザインがこう汚染されたり、こう色が出て元々の状態じゃなくなっちゃったということですね。
And in the early 80s, restorers found a solvent that would strip the ceiling down to its paint-impregnated plaster. And after treatment, only that which was painted buon fresco would remain. And the original artist could not perform the restoration, however. It was others who had to come in and perform the restoration.
何がどうだったかというと、1980年にですね、こう、まあ、もともとの絵の状態を戻すために洗浄を洗ってね、きれいにしようということで洗浄をしようとしたんですけれども、いろんな溶剤使ってやってみたんですけども、結局、フレスコ顔料が塗られてた、そのものだけはこう、漆喰にちゃんと、こう固定、染み通ってたので、それだけは取れなかったんですって。
So over the centuries,painted over the centuries that was painting over the original design in an attempt to bring back the original design, but it could never be original unless the artist performed the restoration himself, the original artist.
で、まあ、何世紀にもわたってこう修復作業、修復家たちがですね、修復しようとして上塗りをしていたんですけれども、修復作業していった結局もともとの作品の大部分も台無しになってしまって元に戻すことが、まあ、不可能になってしまった。もともとのアーティストが、まあ、いない限り修復できない状態になってしまったということです。
Okay, so what does this have to do with Ephesians? Ephesians 4:22
じゃあエフソ4章との関連はどういうことなのかということですけれども、
See, the Ephesian church was filled with Christians whose lives, much like our lives, had been layered and layered with the stain of sin.
エフソの教会は、まあ、我々もそうかもしれないんですけど、罪の汚れがもう何層にも何層にも折り重なってもう汚くなって汚れてしまっていたということですね。
And the Christians in this church, had lost their original design. The Christians there were not able to reflect God's original intention for who they were because over the years their design had been changed by the stain of sin and by the way that they've been behaving and acting.
まあ、何年も何年もですね、こうクリスチャン生活していくうちに、こうもう元々の、クリスチャンとしてね、生まれてそういう状態がもう分からなくなるほど、こう何層にもわたって罪で、もう折り重なってもう汚れ、もう汚れてしまうということがある。
So we find here in Ephesians 4:22, Paul saying, "You were taught with regard to the former way of life to put off the old self, which has been corrupted by deceitful desires." To be made new in the attitude of your minds and to put on the new self he created.
22節。だから以前のような生き方をして情欲に迷わされ、滅びに向かっている古い人を脱ぎ捨て、心の底から新たにされて、神にかたどって作られた新しい人を身につけっていうふうにあります。
And this is not only the greatest news for the letter, it's the greatest news for creation. Imagine for a second what Paul is saying here.He's saying that we are created in the new self to be like God, to be like the God of the universe, in true righteousness and holiness. And therefore, we must put a falsehood that fails to remind us about our original image, our original design that we were created to look like.
もともと人っていうのは神にかたどって神様の形に神様に似せて作られたんですけれども、それがこう、いろんな形で、汚れたりとか汚れたりとかして本来の我々の姿ではなくなってしまって。
So Paul uses these putting off, putting on terms, and they appear at first glance to require complete effort on our part, that we're the ones who must put off and must put on, separate and apart from the work of God.
ですのでパウロは脱ぎ捨てるとか着るっていう我々の側でやらなきゃいけないことについて言ってるわけですね。神様の、技から離れるのかしっかりくっついているのかやらなきゃいけないのは我々の方であるっていうことです。
And Paul is recognizing the underlying problem here with the Ephesians that is a problem that we have, the church today, and that is we have put on many things in our lives that are not of God and thatThere are many layers over our original design in the same way that there are layers over the original fresco that have distorted and twisted God's original intention for the way that we would live as God's people.
ですので、パウロは、エフェソの教会の問題が分かってたわけです。まあ、我々にもついても言えるかもしれないんですけども、元来、神様のもの、神様に似せて作られてたわけですけれども、その上も何層もいろんなものをつけてしまってもともとのこうフレスコ画の上にこう層を作ってしまって神様がもともと我々がこういうものであるっていうことを、ね、願ってもらったものをこうねじ曲げたり汚してしまったり歪めてしまった。
And the putting off of these things were the things that we had earlier put on. The old self was not part of the original design.
ですので、そういうものを脱ぎ捨てるっていうのはこう、こう前に、もともとね、古い人っていうのはもともとのデザインの一部じゃなかったわけですけども、そういうものをつけてしまっている、それを脱ぎ捨てなさいよっていうことを聞いてる。
Yeah, so the Ephesian church, much like us, have to scrape away the layers of grime and pollution that have altered our appearance. We were, because our appearance that we originally had, because we were designed to be like God, to be made holy. And the new self isn't really the new self. It's really the old self.
なので、エフソの教会の人々っていうのは、我々のようにこう我々本来の自分をですね、変えてしまうススとか排気ガスとか、そういう層を取り除かなければいけなかったっていうことです。我々はもともと神様の似姿に似せられて作られたんですよね。聖なるものとして、清いものとして作られたということは、新しい人というのは本当はそういう意味では新しい人ではないんですね。もともとの自分のことを言っているわけです。
In fact, the new self, may actually be new because we've not yet experienced the true self. And our true identity, we are told at the end of the chapter, only comes through the Spirit.
ですので、新しい人って言ってるんですけど、本当は新しい人ではなくて、本来のオリジナルの姿、我々がもう本当の自分っていうか、そういうもののことを言ってるわけです。
But what was God's intention? Why did God want this? What was His intention behind this?
じゃあ神様はどういうことを望まれているのか、神様の意図はどういうことだったのか。
And it gets always back to one word, and that's relationship.
一言ですね。何を神様は求めておられるのか、それは関係ですね。
The relationship that God desperately desires to have with us is damaged all the while we allow other things to be put on us that are not of God.
関係の回復っていうことですよね。我々がこう神様、神様が我々望んでおられた関係が壊れてしまった、神様じゃないものをたくさんこう身にまとってしまったおかげで、そういう関係が壊れてしまった、その関係の回復を言ってるわけです。
Let me just step away from this for a second. In fact, what happens, I think, in most of our lives when we have conflict with other people and when we live in damaged relationships, they come because we're not living the way God intended for us to live. That's when evil enters. That's when conflict enters. When we live out of step with God's original design for us, which comes through the Holy Spirit.
人間関係が壊れたりですね、他の方々と、いざこざとか、いろんな争いとかが起こるのも、ある意味でこうやっぱ関係が壊れてしまう。もともとこう神様がとの関係、あるいは他の人たちの関係、それがこう歪んでしまったり、ねじ曲がったり、そういう時にそういうことが起こるのではないのかな。
Okay, so how do we get back there? Great question. Well, there's two ways that we can get back to our original design.
関係の回復するために私たちができる方法、大体我々がやる方法って2つだと思います。
Two approaches that we've been accustomed to, and maybe you are more accustomed to one than the other. So one of these may resonate more deeply in your soul than others might.
ですので、おそらくどっちかをしているのかなというふうに思いますね。どっちかの方がこう心によく響いてくるんじゃないのかなと思うんですけども。
So we might read this text today and say, well, I have to put off certain qualities that I've embraced that are not of God, and I have to quit doing certain things that I have been doing, and there are certain sins in my life that I need to dispense of that are not of God. So you may make that cognitive choice today. You may think that way in order to get back to the original design.
一つ目の方法ですね、今日の聖書箇所を読んで、よっしゃ、じゃあ自分が今まで大切にしてきたもので神様のものに属さないものを脱ぎ捨てなきゃいけないんだな、今までこういうことをしてきたことをやめよう、自分の生活の中で罪の部分がある、じゃあ神のものでないものを捨てなきゃいけないなっていうふうに思うかもしれない。
So we end up making little checklists. I don't know if you've made checklists, but man, I've made checklists. And I've got little checklists. And on these checklists, I know the things that I need to be quitting. They're the things in my life that need to go. Things that I say, things that I do, actions that I make, sins of omission and commission. I make these little checklists. And these are the things that are not of God, and then these are the things that are of God. And then these are the things that are of me that I need to remove.
そこでチェックリストを作るわけですね。これは、やめなきゃいけないものだ、これは、いいことだから、これは続けることだって、こう一個一個チェックリスト、これは神様に属するもので、これは自分に属するもので、これは続かなきゃいけないもので、これは取っておくべきものでとか、こうチェックリストを作っていくわけです。
And so we work. We work really hard. We work hard to strip away the layers of grime and paint. We work hard to build boundaries to protect us.
なのでこう一生懸命ですね、こう努力するわけですね、こう何層にもわたってそう気づかれているわけですから、努力して努力してそれを取り除いたり洗ったりして、そういうものを汚れとかを必死になって洗って取ろうとするわけです。
We read our Bibles every day、we pray every day, we go to church、
毎日聖書を読むかもしれませんし、毎日祈ったりするかもしれませんし、毎日教会に行くかもしれませんし、
You may even hold the correct opinions on important matters of faith and doctrine、
正しい意見とか信仰に対しての大事な教えを聞いて、たりするかもしれない。
You may not date or chew, and you may not date women who do. Sorry, I just had to inject some humor. So, and when we do that, we become the creator and the artist.
そういうことによってですね、こう我々が神になってしまおうとしてしまうことがある。我々がアーティスト。デザイナーみたいになってしまうんですよ。
Checklists always make you the artist and not God.
チェックリストを作るっていうのは、こういつもですね、それが我々が神のようにするっていうのに仕向けてしまうんですね。
And when we become the creator and the artist, we rob God of the chance to recreate because we have now become the creator.
我々がそういうことをしてしまうときに、我々が、神のようになってしまう。
That's one approach.
それが一つ目の方法です。
See, and the early Sistine Chapel's restorers knew that problem.
システネ礼拝堂の修復家たちっていうのは問題を知ってたんですね。
The more you try to work without the original artist, the more you screw it up.
一生懸命ですね、こうオリジナルのアーティスト抜きで一生懸命やればやるほど作品をめちゃくちゃにしてしまう。
That's what's happening to the people in the Ephesian church, and it's what's happening to a lot of us when we don't allow for the second approach.
それがエフェソの人々に起こってたこと、我々にも起こり得ることですね。2番目の方法をやらないとき。
That is to allow the Holy Spirit, the original artist, to guide us and convict us as He works His will in our lives.
2番目の方法っていうのは、聖霊様、聖なる神様にお委ねする、もともとのアーティストにお委ねして、我々の生活の中で聖霊様に働いていただくことです。
We need to be sensitive to the Spirit's work in us so that we will have the love and sensitivity of Jesus Christ to identify those parts of our lives that need to change.
我々はもっとですね、こう聖霊様の働きにもうちょっと敏感であるべきではないのかなというふうに思います。イエス様の愛と感受性を持つためにですね。
And under this approach, God is the creator. God is the one who recreates.
この方法では神様が、創造主、神様、創造主なる神様です。
And the original artist, good news, unlike Michelangelo, the original artist is still alive today.
そして我々が作ってくださったそのオリジナルのデザイナーの方は今も生きておられるんです。
And he can do his work in us because it's the Spirit's role to form us. It's not our role to form us.
聖霊様が生きて我々のうちに働いておられるということです。作り変えることができるのはオリジナルデザイナーだけなわけです。我々の技ではない。
So there's a well-known national seminary, in fact, is one I went to in Chicago, who has this as their motto.
私のよく知ってる進学校、有名な国立の進学校があるんですけれども、その進学校の校訓はこういうものです。
Forming students to transform the world.
世界を、変える、作り変える、変える生徒を作るっていうものです。
And at first you look at that, you think, oh, that's a great statement.
最初これ見ると、あ、素晴らしいなっていうふうに思うかもしれません。
But there's a major problem with that statement.
けれどもかなり大きな問題があるっていうのは分かりますか?
Most people don't see it.
ほとんどの人分からないかもしれないですけど。
What's the problem with the statement?
何が問題でしょうか? It's on us. It's on us.
Yeah. Who's doing the forming?
誰が変えるって言ってますか?
The school's doing the forming. The teachers are doing the forming.
学校は先生が変えるって言ってるわけですよ。
We become the creators.
我々が、我々の技、我々がこう神で 想像しない神の働きをやろうとしているということです。
We are the ones who are manipulating. We try to do the same thing.、
そうですね。こう操作してこうやろうとしているのは我々だということになってしまうわけですね。
And we try to form our own character.、
自分の性格を、自分で変えようとしてしまう。
And God says,You don't have to do that. I've given you a guide. I've given you a creator. And he happens to live inside you. And he knows the nature of God. And he can change your nature to be like his. You don't have to form anyone.
生き方変えようとか、他の人の生き方変えようとか、世界を変えようとか、そういうのをやるのはあなたじゃないです。あなたじゃないですよ。
And as teachers,、how many teachers are in here?
Many.
Right. Yeah, I'm a teacher as well.、and by the way, this, ironically, was the motto of the university where I earned my PhD in education. And it was a seminary. They messed it up. And the good news for teachers is we don't form students. We become vessels of the Holy Spirit who does the forming. The weight's not on us.God carries that burden, not us.
人を作る働きっていうのは先生でもないし学校でもないし、これ有名な、私が PhD 博士を取った時の、有名な学校進学校の元でしたけれども、人を作る働きって神の働きなんだっていう、我々ではないんだっていう。
But without the invitation to allow the Spirit to convict our hearts, without us daily inviting the Spirit to give us the Spirit of discernmentAnd to understand the character and the qualities in our lives that stand in need of redemption and recreation, we become the creator. And we will always fail if we try to be the creator.
神様はそのために聖霊様を一人一人にくださったと言っているわけですね。なので、もし日々ですね、我々が聖霊様に委ねてないんだったら、あるいは、もちろん作り変えてくださいって本当に神様聖霊様に委ねてないんだったら我々が神になろうとしてる我々は一生懸命こう自分で自分の性格を作ったりとか他の人に影響を与えようとかそういうことをしてしまうっていうのは自分が神になろうとしてるっていうことなんです
And it applies even in the way the service parent our children、in the way we handle our relationships and the way we counsel and disciple others which is why I'm thankful that God's formation is promised, it's guaranteed
そうしてしまうときに常に失敗に終わるっていうことですね。それは自分の子育てもそうですし、人間関係をどう築いていくかっていうことも同じですし、他の人たちをどう教えてどう導いていくかっていうことも同じ原則が当てはまるわけですよね。
So then we look at Ephesians 1, right where Paul begins his great letter. And early in that same letter, Paul says to him, And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation.When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal. The promised Holy Spirit.
エフェソ1章の13節ですね、今読んだのは、こう言ってますね、あなた方もまたキリストにおいて真理の言葉、救いをもたらす福音を聞き、そして信じて約束された聖霊で証印をされたのです。っていうふうに書いてあります。約束された聖霊で証印を押されたのですっていうふうに書いてあります。
I know what your story is, how you originally heard about God.、I was not raised in a Christian home at all.、I heard about the Holy Spirit when I was baptized. It's the only time I ever heard about it.、and I knew that I got it when I was baptized. But after that, I didn't need to know a whole lot more about the Holy Spirit, and so I wasfunctionally one-third atheist.
、皆さんね、どういうふうに神様に導かれてっていうのはわからないですけれども、私がバプテスマを受けた時は、聖霊様について、聞いてたし、バプテスマを受けた時に、聖霊様を受けたことが、分かったわけですね。そしてその時聖霊様を受けたことが分かったので、その後聖霊様についてはほとんど知る必要が なくなりました。自分の3分の1はただ、虫の星だったかもしれないですね。
And I certainly didn't want to study the Holy Spirit too much because I might become charismatic.
自分はこう聖霊のことを知ったりとかね、委ねていくっていうことが、こう聖霊派、 カリスマ派とかそっちになっちゃうんじゃないか、選択したらね、そっちになっちゃうんじゃないかって信じてるから。
And I certainly would hate to have the gift of speaking in tongues.
異言とかで、ね、語るとかもな気持ちが変なことじゃないかって思ってました。
Then I read about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And as a result of that, I had to stop calling him it.
ただですね、本当に聖霊様のことが分かったときに、聖霊とかね、呼び捨てにすることが、それとか、聖霊とか、そういうことができなくなりました。
And Paul here reminds the church that the Holy Spirit is not an it. He is a he. He is God. And he lives in you. And he is the one who transforms. And he is the one who molds you. It's the promise that comes with the seal. And the seal points to the ownership, the artist. It's the point of authenticity.
そうですね。そのものじゃないっていうか、ね、精霊ものじゃなくて神様人格を持った方なわけですよね。そして精霊様の証印が押されてますよ。証印をされてるっていうのは持ち主が誰かっていうのを示すものじゃないですか。ものに自分の名前書くっていうことですから、精霊様の名前が書いてあるっていうことは誰が持ち主かっていうことが書かれてるわけですね、一人一人。
But until that time I kept the Holy Spirit off in a little box by himself.
ただそういうことが分かるまでですね、これ聖霊様もなんかこんなもんだろうっていうことで箱の中にこう入れてたのかもしれないです。
So help me illustrate this. I'm going to ask for a volunteer. In fact, let me just pick one. Stephen, come on here. This is not planned at all, so I'm just kidding. Do you mind if I ask you some personal questions?
Go ahead.
All right. First question, how you doing?
I'm great. Tired, a little sleepy.
All right, good. That's typically the first response you get when you ask someone how they're doing.
元気って聞いたらね、大体ちょっと疲れてるとか眠たいとかそういうのが書いてくる多いですけど。
Everyone says, great, how you doing? Great, how you doing? Fine. How you doing? Okay. That's the first response you get. So let me probe a little deeper. on a scale of 1 to 10, how you doing physically?
Probably about a 4.
4. All right. You slept well, man. You slept all night.
No, I didn't. Not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. He was too over from me, so you weren't waking me up.
Yeah.
All right, 4. On a scale of 1 to 10, how you doing financially?
Maybe a 2?
Wow. Because I think that was about 2. I said 2. I said 2.
So 4 physically. 2
days.
2 financially. On a scale of 1 to 10, how you doing relationally?
Probably about an 8.
An 8?
人間関係は8ぐらい。
Alright. On a scale of 1 to 10, how you doing romantically?
Probably a 0.
Maybe good, I don't know. On a scale of 1 to 10, how you doing professionally?
Good job. I'd give it 9, 10.
Good for you. Awesome. Okay, sure. So we got physically, financially, relationally, romantically, professionally. What have we missed?
Spiritually.
Raise your hands if I missed spiritually. Did I mention spiritually?
Okay.
I saw the hand go up and come back down again. See, that's the problem, right? It's always the problem. Is we have put spiritual life off in a separate category by itself.
霊的なと神様との関係ってね、聞いてないですかって言ったら聞いてないんじゃないかなってこう後の人思ったかもしれないんですけど、それをちょっと別のカテゴリーにしてしまってること自体が問題じゃないか。
We can say we're doing great professionally, terrible romantically, okay financially, poor physically, and on a scale of 1 to 10 I'm probably doing 8 spiritually, but that's never the wayGod intended for us as Christians to live our lives. Never to be compartmentalized.
自分の健康はこのぐらいで、キャリアはこのぐらいで、恋愛関係はこのぐらいで、人間関係は。で、霊的なことを全然こう分けてしまって考えてしまうということ自体、それ自体がこう元々我々というか作られている状態から離れてしまっていることじゃないでしょうか。
See, Jesus Christ did not come to be savior of your soul.
イエス・キリストは皆さんの魂を救うためだけに来られたのではないです。
Just say that again, unless you think I said something wrong. Jesus Christ did not come to just be savior of your soul.
もう一回ちょっと言わせてもらいます。イエス様はあなた方の魂を救うためだけに来られたのではないです。
Jesus came to be Lord of your life.
イエス様は人生すべての主となるために来られています。
And we're really comfortable having Jesus as savior of our soul, just as long as he doesn't get involved in our romance or our finance.
魂だけの救い主っていう考えてると、恋愛関係とか人間関係とか仕事とかねと全くこう全然切り分けて考えてしまう。
And please don't get involved in my professional life.Stay as savior of my soul and allow me to manage everything else.
そういう仕事は違うとかね、そういうふうに考えないでください。自分の、人生、生活の全ての主であるっていうことを忘れないでください。
Getting completely off script here, so I'm appreciating Sushi doing this translation. A few years ago, I was hosting preachers at our house in Wheaton, Illinois.
数年前にウィートンに、シカゴのね、ウィートンに行った時に、ある、伝道者の、
And before the preachers came over, my wife gave me very specific instructions. She said they're allowed to go in the dining room and the living room and the kitchen, but they cannot go anywhere else in our house.
家で どこにも行ってもいいんですけど、今でも行って、敷地に行ってもいいし、そこに行ってもいいけど、できないのが多い。
Living room. They can go in the living room, dining room, and kitchen, but they can't look anywhere else in the house.
ところと、台所と今と、そういうところ行っていいんだけど、他には絶対行かないでっていうふうにお願いしてました。
And there's a very good reason for that, is because when we're cleaning up the house, everything that was on the floor in the dining room, kitchen, living room is now behind closed doors in the bedroom.
もちろんそうですよね。そこにあったもの全部こう押し込めておかない。隠してるわけですから。
And so the preachers would arrive and...We'd welcome them in. They said, don't you keep a lovely clean house? Well, of course we do, don't you? We enjoy our house and walk around. And we gave a very, very great first impression.
なので、まあ、先生たちが来られてるんで、ね、まあ、これ、まあ、こういい部分だけしか見せてないからね、素晴らしいですね、でもそうですね、ってこと。ただ、大事をしようはいいわけですけれども。
See, and a lot of us have, rooms that we don't let anyone walk in.
我々もですね、誰にもこう踏み入れさせたくない領域があるかもしれない。
We've got the presentable rooms and the acceptable rooms in our lives.
受け入れてもらえる場所、こう見せられる場所とかそういう場所を。
And we welcome people in those rooms.
でそこにはこう他の人が入ってきていいですよって招くわけです。
Then we've got the closed rooms, the dark rooms where no one is allowed to enter.
誰にも見せられない、見せたくない。隠れた領域があるわけですよね。
And when we keep the Holy Spirit, when we keep Jesus and God the Father as Lord of our salvation, but not Lord of our life, then we don't allow Him in those other rooms either.
魂の救い主っていうことだけ考えているときに、我々この部分は入ってきてもらわない。生活すべての主であるということをやらないときに、そういう隠れた部屋とかがねできちゃうことがある。
And when we do that, we treat God like a guest in our house and not the owner of our house.
そうしてしまうときにですね、我々神様を、我々のこう部屋に入ってきてもらうゲストとして、お客さんとして捉えてしまってしまう、主として捉えてしまってないんじゃない。
See, to me, to be sealed in the Holy Spirit means that God has ownership of everything you are. Your junk, your garbage, your presentable rooms, your unacceptable rooms. He's got it all. And He is the one who can transform. No checklist, no hard work that you can ever do will transform.
聖霊の証印が押された、名前が証印が押されたっていうことは、我々が聖霊が所有しているもの、所有物であるっていうことですから、そこにはこう隠れたところもないし、チェックリストもないし、これやらなきゃいけないとか、そういうこともないわけですよね。
A number of years ago, I was leading a mission trip to Jamaica, and I had 40 students with me.
ジャマイカに、ミッショントリップ、宣教旅行で、何人かの生徒たちを、40人の生徒たちを、連れて、ジャマイカに行ってきました。
And at that time, students had to take their birth certificates.
その時生徒たちに言わなきゃいけないことがあって、それは、出生証明書を持って行きなさいよって言わなきゃいけないんです。
So we arrived in Kingston, Jamaica, where we were processing immigration, and the light went off over one of the little immigration counters. And I was a leader, and I was invited to go over and try to solve the problem that one of the young women on our team had experienced.
ジャマイカのキングストーンについて入国審査を通ってたときにですね、一人の生徒がこうカウンターのところでこう電気がついてですね、そして、自分が引率生だったので、その問題をこう解消しなきゃいけない、局面に遭遇したんですね。
And what I discovered is that she had not bought her birth certificate, but she bought her ceremonial hospital certificate with the two little baby feet on it.
生徒が持ってきてたのはですね、出生証明書じゃなくって、自分の小さかった頃の赤ちゃんだった頃の兄がですね、2つ写ってるそういうものを持ってきてたんです。
And I really have no idea how you're supposed to authenticate anybody's identity with, you know, an inch and a half feet on a little certificate.
まあ、あとはですね、証明書にこう赤ちゃんのね、兄がこうスタンプされてるのをどうやって本物だって証明できるのかって。
But it had a seal on it, and I told them specifically that your birth certificate will have a raised seal.But it had a gold seal with a little red ribbon on it, and she thought that this was the authentic birth certificate.
まあそこにこうスタンプが押されてるので、押されてるんですけども、出生証明書には書印が押されてるはずでしょっていうふうに、まあ、生徒に言ったわけですね。ただその生徒は勘違いしてですね、その小さな赤いリボンで金色の書印が押されてたので、あ、これが自分の出生証明書だっていうふうに勘違いして持ってたらしいです。
But it wasn't her authentic birth certificate.
まあ出生証明書ない、もちろんなかったわけですけ
ど。Your real birth certificate has a seal embossed by the state in the U.S.
まあ、日本の場合だったら市役所によってですね、こうちゃんと出生証明書には承認がされているわけです。
And in our culture, that indicates ownership. That indicates authenticity.
その持ち主が誰であるのか、あるいは、それが信頼を受ける証明書なのかっていうのを信憑性とかを表しているわけですよね、出生証明書。
That indicates that something is true, that it's real. It indicates a promised relationship. It indicates something that is tangible and real.
そのことは、我々と聖霊様との関係も表していると思うんですよね。
And it's the same for our relationship with the Spirit. We've been sealed with the Spirit. The Holy Spirit has ownership and sovereign rights over our souls. And because He has ownership and sovereign rights of our souls, He is best equipped to renew our souls because we belong to Him. And He deeply cares about our relationship.
聖霊様の承認をされているということは我々が聖霊様のものである持ち主である我々の魂我々の、を治めるそういう、方であるということを表しているわけです。
And when we fail to remember that relationship, guess what happens?
もし我々がそういう聖霊様の持ち主であって主であるとかそういうことをこうまるっきりこう忘れてしまうとどういうことが起こるか。
When we fail to remember that relationship, the Bible says something it's never said anywhere else. God cries.
我々がそれを忘れてしまうときに、聖書がどう言ってるか話しまれる。
If you want to bring the creator of the universe to tears,
創造主なる神様が涙を流され悲しむ。
Just forget that He has sovereign rights over your life.
神様が絶対的な権利を我々人生の中で持っておられるということを忘れてしまうときです。
And work hard to try to change your life yourself.
自分の努力で何とか自分を変えようとか性格変えようとかそういうことをしてしまう。
And God cries.
神様悲しまれる。
The reason God cries is because He is the original artist who hungers and longs to transform.
かというと神様自身がオリジナルの、創造主、作り主、デザイナーであるわけですから。
And when we do not allow Him the access to transform our lives, then we will forever be painting over grime and dust and be making a false image when God has the real image.He wants to make new within each one of us.
我々が、そういうふうに自分を、変えようっていうふうに努力して、してしまうときに、それはオリジナルの、このものにですね、一生懸命こう、何層にもわたって、層を作ってしまうっていうことになってしまうんではないでしょうか。
And always the result of a spirit-transformed life is worship.
聖霊に作り変えられる結果っていうのは常にそれは礼拝に導かれます。
Why? Because worship is the overflow of our hearts.
なんでかっていうと礼拝っていうのは我々の心が満たされて溢れ出した結果であるからなんですね。
And one of the tragic mistakes a lot of churches make is that we set Sunday morning up to be the time that we get filled.
我々がやってしまう悲劇的なやってしまうことっていうのは日曜日だけをですね満たされる時として考えてしまうからです。
We say we go to church with empty buckets, hoping to get buckets filled on Sunday.
空っぽな状態でですね日曜日の朝行ってですねもう空っぽに満たしてくださいっていうことで日曜日行くわけです。
But God tells us that those of us who walk in the Spirit.Have our buckets filled every day, so we go to church with full buckets to empty, not empty buckets to fill.
聖書が言ってることっていうのは、聖霊様に本当に毎日ですね、こう満たされていくわけですから、日曜日の礼拝行った時には逆にこう満たして、それ溢れる状態で礼拝に参加するっていうことです。
And then worship becomes all about what we can give to God instead of what can I get from this.
礼拝っていうのは私たちが何かゲットしてもらうために行くわけじゃなくて、神様にお返しするギブ。
Father, come the person that keeps asking, "What can I get from church?" That's the first sign that I'm not walking in the Spirit and I'm grieving God.
時々ですね、こういうこと聞くことがありますね。教会って何かゲットさせてくださいっていうのを聞くときに、神様、聖霊様、悲しまれるんじゃないでしょうか。
So I want to encourage you guys. I'm going to do it right alongside you.Just this week, try to chronicle the ways the Spirit is convicting you. The Spirit is challenging you. The Spirit is encouraging you.
今週ですね、聖霊様がどういうふうに働いておられるのか、どういうふうに自分を変えようとしておられるのか、どういうふうに導いておられるのかということをちょっと考えて歩んでみてください。
And one of the best ways to do that is listen for the first voice.
そうするときに、一つ良い方法はですね、最初のに聞こえてくる声っていうのを、大切にして見ることです。
When our first child was born, Annie, she was a little baby, and at night time she would cry, probably sometimes 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
自分の長女のアニーがですね。ちっちゃかった頃に、まあ、夜中の2時とか3時とかに起きて泣くわけですね。
And I'd be lying there in bed, my eyes would close, and I'd hear her crying, and I would think, I need to get up and go and take care of her.
自分寝てる時ですね、泣いてるのを見てですね、気づいて一番最初に思うことは、あ、起きて、こう面倒見てあげなきゃいけないな。
That was the first voice. That was the first thought I had.
それが最初に思ったこと。気づいたことですね。
Then there was a second voice that came into my head.
そして2番目の声が聞こえてくるわけです。
The second voice said, I haven't yet opened my eyes and my wife doesn't know that I'm awake, so if I lie here for just a few seconds, maybe she'll get up and take care of it.
自分起きてなくてですね、こう目つぶっとけばですね、自分の神さんがこう気づかず、自分が起きたって分からずにですね、神さんの方が起きてやってくれる、面倒見てくれるかもしれないと、こうそういうふうに思うわけですね。
And so I listened.To the second voice.
なので2番目の声に耳を傾けてしまうわけですね。
My poor wife got up in the middle of the night and took care of our daughter again. And I knew in my heart of hearts I'd made the wrong choice. Why? Because all truth comes from God. And those first thoughts, those first voices of truth are the Spirit's voices on our hearts. And when we pay attention to those and when we listen to those,Our lives are transformed as a result of that. So this week, pay attention to the first voice, the first thoughts that you have, as being the direct voice of the Holy Spirit in your heart. And when we pay attention and are obedient to those voices, we see our lives being transformed back to the original design God had created in us to be lived out in our world.
まあ、かわいそうな妻がですね、そこで起きて、兄の世話をするわけなんですけれども、自分にとっては、とんでもない間違いだったんだとで思うわけですね。今週してほしいなと思うことは、最初の声に耳を傾けてください。
それにこう耳を傾けてすることをちょっと心がけてみてください。それで聖霊様に委ねるっていうことをちょっとそこでねやってみてください。
Let me just pause now for a few minutes and give you guys just a chance to process what we've talked about this morning. I've laid a lot of things on you and maybe some fresh thoughts or fresh ideas, and would love you to process that with me, unpack that with me. Questions, thoughts, reactions, comments.
たくさんのことを喋ったので、ちょっと数分間ですね、言ったこととかちょっと振り返ってもらって、そしてその後質問とかね、いろいろあれば話することができればというふうに思っています。
Can I give rather than what I get from church? Because far too often I heard that from people. Is, you know, I come to a church and it's not what I'm not getting anything from church, or, you know, this isn't my style of worship, or, you know, there's just, I'm not, nothing's being applied to my life through coming to church. And I really like the way you presented the idea of when you're in the spirit, it's what can I give to the church in worship rather than this church, what can I get from coming to this experience in church?
Yeah.
That's a really interesting way of viewing it.
Yeah. You know, one of the lies of the enemy is to make us think that worship is about us. If the enemy can make us think that worship is really about our needs and not an overflow of the Spirit's work in our lives, then we become very concerned about the songs we sing, whether they're contemporary or traditional, the format for worship, the style of preaching. We become the audience. God's the audience in worship. We are the performers, and God's the audience. If we flip that, what we find are churches where the people at the front are the performers and the people in the seats are the audience, and God is the director. And God's not the director, God's the audience. And a spirit-lived life recognizes that the creator of the universe is the one for whom we perform. We dance for Him, not for us. He is the object and the subject of our worship. But that really can only come if we're living a spirit-filled life. Otherwise, we're living a human-filled life. We're managing checklists. We're doing a lot of sin management, moving cups around, and we're keeping doors closed. And that leads to death. And so you can find that you can go through the motions a lot. You can go every Sunday, and you can check in, but that never sustains you. You can still feel pretty lost. Other thoughts, other questions, comments, ahas.
Can I translate?
Please.
節さんがですね、教会に来るのがゲットすることじゃなくてギブするために来たっていうのがすごく印象に残りました。いろんなスタイルとか、いろんなこれ嫌いだこれが好きだとか、そういうのでこう教会じゃ、さばいたりとかね、思ったりしてしまうとかに、そういう言葉が残りましたってことに対して節さんが言われたのは、我々が主人公になってしまうときに、そういうことが起こる。礼拝で我々のニーズとかそっちばっかりに焦点が置くときにそういう風になってしまう。なんか前に立っている人たちがパフォーマーで、見ている人たちが観客みたいになってしまって、そこでなんかやじったりとか、そういうことになってしまう。そうじゃなくて神様が観客で、神様が主人公であるっていう、それを落としてしまうときに我々はなんかこう満たされなかったりとか、なんか文句が出てきたりとか、そういう死に至ってしまう。そういうことにならないために、神様のためにっていうことを落とさないようにしてください。
I've been thinking about how you were saying to let the Holy Spirit transform us, but that it's not a checklist, not a list of things that we can do, but we need to do something to allow the Spirit to transform us. So without creating a checklist, we have a very big list for us to like to be able to say, okay, what can I do? I want to know, what does that look like in your life? What does that look like physically? How do you do that?
Yeah, it really is listening to the first voice for me. That becomes the Spirit's checklist. So if I'm in a position where I'm tempted to say or do or think something that I shouldn't, and that voice enters my mind and says, you ought not to do that. At that moment, at that very moment, I have a checklist with one item on it. The Spirit is saying, don't do it. Or do it, depending on what it is. So I can create a checklist based on my stuff, and I can try to manage that. But what I find when I do that is that is a Christian life that is driven by behaviorism, behavior modification, that really doesn't require or doesn't invite the Spirit at all. I may never even lean on the Spirit to try to manage that. It's just sin management. As opposed to listening for that inner voice that I believe is the Spirit's voice, who's directing us. And what I have found is that the first voices have often lined up with the checklist that I've made. Because I make the checklist based on my own stuff. And my own stuff creeps up often enough to be able to hear that voice and say, no, you ought not to do that. Or you ought to do this. And so I really try to pay attention to what the Spirit is saying in that sense as well. As opposed to faith being determinism or behaviorism in that sense, which doesn't invite the Spirit at all. So that's worked for me. Also, I've got an accountability partner. I've got a buddy of mine who lives in Norman, Oklahoma. He's the youth... Sooners. He's the youth and family minister at the Alameda Church. And he knows my stuff, and I know his stuff. And we were roommates at Harding after Sushi and I were roommates. And we confess and share weekly with each other as well. And the Spirit has invited us into relationship with one another so that we can listen to his voice through the voice of others as well. So I think he also works in the church. We'll get at that in the next session, but he also works in the church in that way.
Yeah. 聖霊様に委ねるっていうのは分かるんだけども、チェックリストを、まあ、自分は好きなんだけれども、チェックリストで作って自分の側も何かやらなきゃいけないことがあるんじゃないか、ただ委ねるじゃなくて、自分の側でもやらなきゃいけないことがあるんじゃないかっていうふうに言ったら、リッツさんがですね、言われたのが、もちろんそうなんだけども、まあ、行いによる救いっていうか、行いで、自分でこれやってっていうことでは、やっぱり救われないっていうか、聖霊様を除外してしまうことに、もしてしまうことがある、内なる声、最初の、マストボイスって言ってますね、最初に、言う神様の声に耳を傾けるっていうことがやっぱり一番大事なんじゃないのかなと思って言ってました。あと、アカウンタビリティグループ、その、自分のことをシェアしたりとかね、分かち合ったりするパートナーが自分にいて、毎週その人といろんなこうことを分かち合ったり、そういう人たちを通して聖霊様が声を聞かせてくださることもあるって言ってました。
Let's just take one more comment. How are we doing on time?
That's okay. Yeah, maybe one.
Just one? Yeah. So we've got to be out of this room at 12, and then we'll take a good 10-15 minute break, and then we'll come in and change it up for our second session.
日本人もぜひ質問を聞いて日本語 でそれも通訳してあげるか。
Any other questions, thoughts, comments?
I have a really quick comment thought. It seems like what you were saying is very similar to one of my favorite verses in the Bible, which is Galatians 5:5, which says, by faith we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness for which we hope. Mm. Thanks. Mm.
Amen. That's a great verse. Charles Spurgeon is one of my favorite Christian authors and speakers. He said this about the love of the Spirit. He said, "The love of the Spirit, how shall I tell it forth? Surely it needs a songster to sing it, for love is only to be spoken of in words of song." Spurgeon was a lover of the Spirit, and this is foreign language for a lot of us. It was for me before I really understood who he was, the Spirit was. But the result of walking with the Spirit daily in the ways that I've been describing is a deep love for the Spirit. The Spirit's God. He's dwelling in us. And that love then overflows in words of affection and words of worship and words of song as well. Let me pray as we close, and let's invoke the Spirit's presence here today. And then let's take a 15-minute break. We'd love to talk to you guys one-on-one if you want to during this time. And then we'll come back together.
この後お祈りして、休憩を取りたいと思いますね。もし休憩時間の間質問とかあったらリスさんに聞いてください。お祈りします。
Holy Spirit, we thank you for your indwelling and for your presence in our life.
聖霊様、私たちのうちにいてくださり、うちに働いてくださることを感謝します。
Spirit, we confess that there have been times when we've listened more to our voice than yours.
聖霊様、私たち時に自分の声にばかり耳を傾けてしまって、あなた様の声に耳を閉ざしてしまうことがあります。
But Spirit God, today, we invite you into all of our life, into every room, closed and open.
聖霊様、どうぞ私たちこの心の中にある、あるいは生活の中にある全ての部屋、全ての領域をあなた様に明け渡すことができますように、助けてください。
So that you can help scrape off the grime and the stain that has been built up on our lives and on our image for years.
私たち、もともと作られた神様に、作られたもともとの自分の上に、いろいろな汚れや汚れや、すすや、吐きガスを重ねて、して、そういう状態になってしまっているかもしれません。
And renew within us a right spirit. Renew within us our original design, God, so that we can live full lives for you, celebrating your faithfulness to us and the good things you have in store for us to do.
聖霊様、どうぞ私たちの、元々の状態を取り戻させてください。神様が、その部分、元々の自分に作り変えてください。そうすることによって私たち本当に、生活の中であなたを喜び、生きることができます。
We pray in your name, Spirit God. Amen.
聖霊様、あなたの皆によってお祈りします。アーメン。
Okay, let's take a 15-minute break. Let's get back here at 10:45.
はい、45分まで休憩にしますね。